Because he just said, I give unto you how, what kind of life? Will you tell me how long is eternal life? It is forever. He just said, I give unto you eternal life. That means life will never stop for me. It doesn't matter about the trouble that's coming. You can't snuff out life. Because life has what? Triumph over death. Glory to God. So I give unto you eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. And they shall never, they shall what? Never perish. Anybody know what the word perish means? Shall never be put away. Shall never cease to exist. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man do what? Pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah. My Father, this is Jesus talking. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than I, them all, rather. And no man is able to do what? Pluck them out of my Father's hand. I am secure in his own. I'm secure in his will. I'm secure in his kingdom. He is mine and I'm his. He made his home in me and I made my home with him. Heaven, the kingdom of heaven is a never-ending kingdom. And I've been born into that kingdom. I have a birthright. Hallelujah. I've been birthed into it. That means I have a birthright. I've been birthed into it. I'm a citizen of that kingdom. Hallelujah. And that kingdom will never end, but all the rest of them will end. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Colossians 1:20. Passion Translation. We're getting there. I want to give you some good basis, some good word you can take down to make your confessions of faith on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:20. Passion Translation. And by the blood of the cross, what happened? By the blood of the cross, everything in heaven and earth is what? Brought back to himself. Back to its original intent. I'll stop here for a moment. Everything. How much? This is why Satan can't stop you from living holy. He can't stop you from living right. He can't stop you from your worship. He can't stop you from your praise. And he's not able to stop you from your giving of thanks. He tries to interrupt your life with certain things. And when you know you're God, are y'all listening? Even go to the doctor and get a report. The doctor says something's going on wrong in your body. It doesn't look good, but it shouldn't stop your praying. It shouldn't stop your confession. Because before you went there, you already had a good report. And so you just tell your body, you just might well line up with what's written here. Hallelujah. Because by his stripes, I just read them earlier. By his stripes, you were healed. So I'm not going to change because this report came out. I already had a good report. And I got the good report from the highest of all. Hallelujah. Man can do something, but God can do what? All things. So before this showed up, I was already healed. Anybody in the house? I said, before this showed up, I was already healed. Look at what it said. Everything, not something. Well, let's examine this just a little bit. That'd be okay. Everything. How was it in the garden? Y'all ain't talking to me too well. How was it in the garden? Was there any sickness there? Was there any lack there? Was there any pain and suffering? Was there any poverty there? Was there any devil there? No. He's here now, isn't he? But in my life, say in my life, everything in heaven and on earth has been restored, has been brought back to its original intent. And then he said, listen what he said. He was teaching them to pray. He said, "I will be done." Where? On earth as it is in heaven. Well, somebody tell me, is there any sickness in heaven? Is there any poverty in heaven? That means he's in me. He's in you. And his will is for you. His will for is to be done in you according to what is in heaven. Hallelujah. So I should be ever confessing, "Thy will be done in me as it is in heaven." There's no sickness in heaven, so there's no sickness in me. There's no poverty in heaven, there's no poverty in me. There's no confusion in heaven, there's no confusion in me. There's no weakness in heaven, there's no weakness in me. You say, then what happened when I run into something that affects my body and make it stop functioning right? I take charge and I take authority over it and I tell my body, this is how you're going to function. You say, "I did that, but it didn't seem to change." Well, you make the declaration and you don't change. You know what? Your body may not catch up that same day you make the declaration, but you just keep walking in it. It'll find out one day, "I am healed. My body is well. I am free of pain." But it got free the day you made the declaration, and you wouldn't change from it. That's why Satan brings the pain. That's why he brings the pressure to not try to make you change your confession. But if you won't change your confession and hold fast to it, you will have your possession. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 So he said, glory, 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 glory. Whew, this is so good. Thank you, Father, for making it so good. Glory to God. Everything in heaven and earth is brought back to himself. Back to its original intent. Restored to innocence. Whoo, again. Adam wasn't guilty in the beginning. And we are Adam's descendants. And we're Abraham's seed, and we're heirs according to the promise, and we're innocent again. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again.